Hello and welcome to an impromptu additional version of the award-winning Gutter. Not sponsored by Richmond today because they haven't paid. They haven't paid for the last.
Not enough links, eh?
Well, they haven't. No, like nice. Yeah, yeah. Okay. You see, that's the sort of quality they can expect, but they need to put hands in pockets.
There we are.
So it's more transfers, more bangers. that hopefully we can pull out of hats and things. Do you pull bangers out of hats?
You don't pull rabbits out of hats. They're very much, well, I mean, they could be a banger eventually, but
I've had a busy morning, Phil. I'm not quite at the races, but we'll start swiftly so my mind doesn't wander. That's not going to help laughing at me.
I mean, I was sorry. Just thinking of rabbits being at races around Greyhound tracks.
I was just onto the idea of where will we wander to.
It requires a bit of wandering before it finds its way home, my mind. Okay, Gerald Kwanzaa, come on, let's be sensible. Gerald Kwanzaa. There's this story that sort of broke last night from, I think it was a Newcastle journalist or two, who said that Newcastle are set to target Kwanzaa again. He's got 4 years left on his Liverpool deal. The Tyneside club believe 30 million plus add-ons may tempt Liverpool into selling. Well, it's interesting, Phil, for many reasons. It's plausible for a few reasons, with the first of which is we know that Liverpool were discussing whether they'd swap him for Anthony Gordon last summer. I think Liverpool said no at the time. His stock has gone down since then, I'd argue. I think anyone would argue because he's just not played enough games, not that he's done anything hugely wrong, but he remains a good defensive prospect. Tuchel thought so enough to call him up. It's intriguing, really, isn't it? I mean, part of me says Liverpool don't need to give themselves another centre-half slot to fill, given that we need one anyway. But part of me says Newcastle have got a crown jewel or two that we could do with having some leverage in trying to prize away from them.
Yeah, well, the crown jewel part, I think, is the interesting part of this rumour, because this rumour, it was put into the mainstream more by the Newcastle journalist for the Times, Martin Hardy, is that his name?
Yep.
I think it was. But it was actually mooted earlier in the day by Alex Crook of TalkSport when he mentioned it as part of an Isak deal. And interestingly enough, he was the person who put the Trent thing into the mainstream on Tuesday morning.
He
literally did, in fairness to him.
If it is a story, he broke it.
But we're treating it as a story.
Yeah.
So you have to take that source as really, really quite interesting. I think
you do.
I think the Kwanzaa thing is fairly likely that there's something that the manager just doesn't quite fancy as a long-term option, which is why I think this is interesting. I think he obviously starts at Ipswich on the first day, but has he started a league game since?